You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is for you, it is the NFL Rewind for me right here on Sports Overnight America. Yes, I am Andy Dorf. Get at me in many ways. You can call me up, 1-800-878-7529, or you can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Holy cow. Wow. What a crazy, wild divisional weekend in the NFL playoffs. Just a crazy, crazy weekend. Seriously, man. The Eagles get it done at home. 15-10 over the Falcons on Saturday. Man, oh, man. They played good defense. Nick Foles made the plays, made the throws, and they contain that really high-powered offense from the Atlanta Falcons. The Patriots, they were all over the Titans. And limited Mariota movement was obviously key in that. But also, I just think the Patriots, just a better team. Tom Brady gets it done. 3 touchdowns, another big day, another big performance for him. And then Sunday, wow, what an amazing day. Seriously, just amazing day. You have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Really proved their worth, beating the Steelers 45-42 on the road at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Wow, honestly, Ben Roethlisberger played fantastic. Wasn't enough, though, to get the job done. And then, man, oh, man, the Vikings, they never quit. Seriously, they never quit. Played that game all the way to the end, and they did get it done. They beat the Saints 29-24. Anyways, wow, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back, and I'll break down the action. NFL Rewind. Yes, I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, Home Advisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf. Yes, it is The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Wow, seriously. What an absolute awesome day of football. What an awesome weekend of football. Just amazing stuff. Like, absolutely amazing stuff. Who in the world would have thought that the Jacksonville Jaguars would have seriously gone into Heinz Field in the playoffs, beating Big Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, everybody else? I am absolutely just amazed at what Blake Bortles, Leonard Fournette, that defense was once again able to stifle Big Ben Roethlisberger. And that's not taking anything away from Big Ben. Big Ben had a great day. Big Ben threw for 469 yards, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. Maybe even a fumble in there. But you cannot put this on Big Ben. That defense was unable to stop the Jacksonville Jaguars. Leonard Fournette ran for 3 touchdowns. They had another couple of touchdowns as well on offense. So I think they had 5 total offensive touchdowns. You cannot put the blame on Big Ben Roethlisberger. You maybe can put the blame on the defense of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and a big reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers defense struggled, Brian Shazier wasn't on the field. When he got injured, that defense took a huge blow. And ultimately, you got to give a lot of credit to the Jacksonville Jaguars. They weren't scared. They weren't intimidated. They didn't back down. They were up for the fight, man. They were up for the challenge. And all that talk about Blake Bortles, he can't get it done. He's not an NFL quarterback. Guy's in the AFC Championship game. Guy is playing the New England Patriots to have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. In all honesty, man, I don't know if there is a better story about a football team than the Jacksonville Jaguars ever. We're talking about a team that went from worst to first. We're talking about a team that has won 2 playoff games already. We're talking about a team that was in shambles a few years ago. And once they brought Tom Coughlin in, they started to turn things around a little bit. So I'll tell you what, I am absolutely giving props where props are due. And props go to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, 1 week they score 10 points. The next week they score 45. So don't tell me that this team can't do it all. They can. They can do it all. And that defense is absolutely legit. I know they gave up a bunch of touchdowns to Big Ben Roethlisberger. I know, man. I know. But they also made plays. Interceptions. Running them back for six. Fumbles. They wreak havoc. And wow, Calais Campbell, woo. Man, oh man, I feel so good for that guy. Former Arizona Cardinal. Now there with the Jacksonville Jaguars, helping to anchor that defense a little bit. Give props, man. Give love. Speaking of that, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Love to hear what you think about the football from the weekend. Amazing stuff. Seriously, amazing stuff. Let's talk a little bit about that Viking game. Woo, daddy. Wow. You want to talk about a football game? This was a football game and a half, man. You had the Vikings jump out all over the Saints. They're up 17-0 before the Saints knew what hit them. And then all of a sudden they scratch and they claw and they get back in this football game. They make it a real contest. But then there's those Minnesota Vikings who were 7-1 at home all season long. And a team that just doesn't know how to say, I quit, I'm done. So when you thought that they gave the Saints too much time to score at the end of that ball game because they had to score, and then they give the ball back to the Saints with an opportunity for Drew Brees, who we all know can get it done in pressure situations, which is exactly what they had. And yes, he drove his team down. They got a field goal. They go back on top. Vikings have the ball back with 25 seconds. Seems absolutely improbable. Seems absolutely impossible, if you will. But they played the game until the final buzzer. They never quit. They never gave up. And man, oh man, if you don't believe, that good things can happen to you, this is the absolute proof that good things can happen if you just keep working hard and you do not quit and you make it all the way to that final buzzer. Because that's what Case Keenum did and that's what Stephon Diggs did. And they connected. And Stephon Diggs somehow, some way, avoided a guy coming at him with his head down, missing him completely. And the Vikings walk off. Yes, they walk off on a Case Keenum to Stephon Diggs pass for 61 yards. It happened. They beat the Saints. When you thought that the Saints won that football game, no way, man. This I can't believe what I think I see. No. You actually did see what you think you saw. You saw Stephon Diggs make an absolutely incredible, unbelievable, fantastic play. One of the most spectacular plays that you maybe have ever seen in the NFL playoffs. Maybe one of the best plays you've ever seen in your life, in any sport, any time, any occasion. the Minnesota Vikings did not quit. That's what I took away from that contest. Man, oh man, was that awesome. That was absolutely awesome. And I am absolutely not a Minnesota Viking fan. But I got to give props where props is due once again. And the Minnesota Vikings played every single minute, every single second of that football game. And it's really hard to say, wow, the Saints didn't deserve to win. Because the Saints did deserve to win. But you know what? So did the Vikings. The Vikings absolutely deserved to win because they did not quit playing until the final buzzer. And a miracle was answered. Case Keenum threw that ball up to Stephon Diggs. There's no reason in the world that he should have been able to take that thing to the house. But he did. And the Vikings are playing the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game. Case Keenum playing Nick Foles to go to the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Anyways, I know I got to take a pause, but wow, what an unbelievable weekend of NFL football. I want to get into it again. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. I will be right back. It is the NFL Rewind, and yes, you're hanging out with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, the Rewind, NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Can always get at me and let's talk about what you saw, what you think of the action, or just anything going on in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so just getting back into it. Some of the headlines from the day, obviously Stephon Diggs, last second TD catch, caps the Vikings. Absolutely incredible win, just a fantastic effort. And I'll be honest with you, that's the thing that I noticed all weekend long. Effort. Nobody wanted to go home. And it makes sense, man. It's the NFL playoffs, okay? So excited that I saw just great effort, great play from every team. Nobody wanted to call it quits, man. Everybody wanted to keep playing. And you got to appreciate that. Keenum, just another job where he gets it done. Tom Brady, 40 years plus, still winning playoff football games. Big Ben Roethlisberger, man, going down. I mean, just a gut-wrenching heart loss, heartbreaking loss for Pittsburgh Steeler Nation, for Ben Roethlisberger. How much did the Le'Veon Bell conversation throughout the week have anything to do with the slow start for the Steelers? I mean, they were down 14-0 before they knew what hit them. I mean, again, you just got to scratch your head. You got to look for things. And I think maybe in a weird way, too, maybe they were looking ahead. Patriots had already won on Saturday, right? So they knew what they needed to do on Sunday. Jacksonville Jaguars were up for the challenge, up for the task. So questions, man. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, what's the future there? What's up with him and Todd Haley, man? I think that there's some serious problems. I think there's some serious issues with those guys. 1-800-878-7529. Steeler Nation. I know it's tough. I get it. I understand. Felt like you had a good shot. Felt like you could maybe go to Foxborough. Felt like you could give the Patriots everything they could handle. And maybe you have a shot to go to the Super Bowl. I know how it feels, man. Believe me. But you know what? You got to take your bumps and bruises just like anybody else. And you just put those pants back on. Obviously not next week. Next season. And you try to get back to that place that everybody wants to be. And I think the Steelers are going to sit there and they're going to be upset, obviously. And rightfully so. Makes sense, man. Steeler Nation thinks about winning Super Bowls. They also know that this is maybe another missed opportunity. So I wonder, there's a lot of questions. A lot of questions. What happens to that coaching staff? You've seen what happens around the league. You've seen what happens everywhere when things don't go well. Well, obviously, it's time to fire somebody. Could happen. You never know. And again, the relationship with Big Ben Roethlisberger and Todd Haley, I don't think is very strong. But if you're Big Ben, do you want to have another offensive coordinator? I mean, you're pretty late in your career. So I don't think that you want to have a lot of change if you're Big Ben Roethlisberger. But I guarantee you, Steeler Nation and the Steelers, you're going to look at this one. You're going to be upset. And it's going to sting and it's going to hurt for a while. Because you're going to feel like this was an opportunity that you had and you missed. You absolutely missed. But give credit where credit's due. Those Jacksonville Jaguars, man. They came. They saw. They kicked some butt. That's what they did, man. I mean, do you realize they put up 45 points? They put up 45 points, man. Leonard Fournette was fantastic, by the way. Three touchdowns out of that dude? Wow. 25 carries. I think that's also another a measuring mark, a stick. You want Leonard Fournette to be carrying the ball 20 plus, for sure. And they really controlled the ground game in general. 164 yards on the ground. Three touchdowns from Leonard Fournette. Yeldon got in on the party too. Had a touchdown. Only five carries, 20 yards. Blake Bortles used his feet pretty well too. When you think about what he did, he extended plays. He made plays in general. I got to tell you, man, I am seriously like you tell me a better story than the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tell me a better story, please. Antonio Brown did his thing, and that was cool. That was cool to see. Seven receptions, 132 yards, couple touchdowns. So Antonio Brown came to play, looked good coming off that injury. Vance McDonald, man, where did he come from? I mean, Big Ben was just slinging it to everybody. So again, I do not put this on Big Ben. You can't. Again, I know he had one interception, one fumble. But, man, he played his absolute tail off. Guy threw the ball 58 times, man. Completed 37 passes. Let's put it in perspective. He completed more passes than Blake Bortles attempted, okay? Blake Bortles went 14 of 26. For a little bit over 200 yards, man. 214 yards. One touchdown. This is the big number, though. No interceptions. And that's the one thing about Blake Bortles. It ain't flashy. We all know that. It is not flashy, people. But he gets the job done. The Jacksonville Jaguars have an unbelievable defense. Which is interesting because does that make them a threat? Does that make them a serious threat contender against the New England Patriots, who they got to get through? And again, let's just throw this back out there for you people. If I would have told you that the final four teams, that these would be the quarterbacks, I think you would have told me I was nuts. The only guy you could have ever thought would be here out of these four guys is Tom Brady. It's Tom Brady. You can't tell me you thought Nick Foles was going to be there. You cannot tell me you thought that Case Keenum was going to be there. And you sure as hell cannot tell me that you thought Blake Bortles was going to be there. So we got three quarterbacks that we absolutely never thought would be in this position. If I'm Tom Brady, I'm laughing right now. He's sitting there going, this may be my easiest route of all time, ever, trying to get a ring. He's already got six, people. He's already got six. Number seven might be the easiest one of his career. Man. Just amazing. Blake Bortles. I'm going to say it one more time. Blake Bortles, Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and Tom Brady. That's your final four quarterbacks that are in this thing. 1-800-878-7529. Do you find that as amazing as I do? Do you find that as amazing as I do? Because I think it's absolutely unbelievable. Anyways, I know I got to take a break. I'm going to keep talking about this stuff that happened in the NFL. And again, maybe get into a little bit of the coaching stuff as well. But if you want to get on board with me, it's 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Again, check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man, I'll be right back. Keep it close, everybody. NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf. And yes, it is Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Third down and four at the 6-yard line. Patriots are 2-for-7 on third down tonight. Dorsett, Amendola, and Cook split out wide right. White will motion back to Brady's left of the gun. Gronkowski in the slot left side. Third down and four at the Broncos 6. Brady to throw from the gun. Sets, throws. White with a catch at the one, and he takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. 6 yards from Brady to White, and the Patriots have opened it up, now leading 40-16.
Jacksonville from the five, trips left, single receiver right. Bortles back in the shotgun with Fournette to his right. He wants the snap. He's got it. Bortles back. Survey steps up. He throws to the end zone. Tip, and it is caught for the touchdown. Jalen Strong off the tip ball made a diving play in the middle of the end zone.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf. Yep, the NFL Rewind right here, Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Get at me on Twitter as well, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so got to thank, obviously, NFL Films. Power and glory is that. That's just a great CD. Seriously, if you have it, if you don't have it, go pick it up, man. It's absolutely incredible. And obviously, NFL.com for all the clips that we use. But those are two teams that are going to keep playing. That's all I know. You got the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, making plays. You got Blake Bortles, making plays, man. So those two teams going to meet each other in the AFC championship game. And I'll tell you what. I hope that thing's like a double-digit. I don't know what it is, but I hope that thing's a double-digit point spread. Don't give those Jacksonville Jaguars any respect. Keep doing it because I think they're feeding off of that just a little bit. I really do. And maybe the same goes on the other side. The Minnesota Vikings, man. I think people thought that Drew Brees was going to go in there and do his thing and Minnesota Vikings were going to lose and everyone was going to say, well, they had a great season and Case Keenum couldn't get it done. And, you know, you have these great quarterbacks, the Tom Brady's of the world, the Matty Ice's of the world, the Drew Brees's. Well, two out of three of those guys lost. Throw Big Ben in there, too. Because I think people probably, when you looked at these matchups, like seriously, you looked at these matchups, Matty Ice going up against Nick Foles. It's a no-brainer, right? It's an absolute no-brainer. Well, no. It's not a no-brainer. Because the Atlanta Falcons weren't the Atlanta Falcons this year. They weren't that high-powered, potent offense that they were last season when they got to the Super Bowl. Weren't the same team, man. And the Eagles, they were a good football team all season long. I know Nick Foles came into the mix a little bit later, and they haven't been as productive on offense. And the defense, honestly as well, hasn't been as productive. They stepped up for Nick Foles. They stepped up for those guys. They looked at each other in the eye, and they said, look, man, we got to go out there, and we got to make plays. We got to shut down this maybe high-powered, prolific offense that Matty Ice and Julio Jones and Freeman and Coleman and everybody else is going to throw at us from the Atlanta Falcons. Well, the Eagles really shut them down. And the stat that sticks out so huge about the Atlanta Falcons all season long. Magic number for those cats were 20. They had to score 20 points to win football games. Well, they got halfway there, man. They scored 10 points. The Philadelphia Eagles could win football games ugly. They could win football games where Carson Wentz, who's not playing, was throwing four touchdowns a game. But they could also win some football games that were kind of ugly. And thank God for their kicker. Whew. He earned his cash, man. He missed the extra point. But wow, he nailed three other ones, man. Nailed three other ones. And some long ones, too. So give credit to the Eagles, man. Give credit to all the teams that won. That's something that really kind of bothers me. You know, the New England Patriots, look, I get it, man. I get it. They always win. It's easy to hate teams that win. But I also think you got to just appreciate greatness, too. And the fact of the matter is you may love them, you may hate them. But at the end of the day, Tom Brady is one hell of a football player. And he and Bill Belichick, whether they have issues off the field or not, it don't matter. They know what's at stake. They know what's at hand right now. They know it's game time, man. They know it's money time. They know it's ring time. And when they look at the competition right now, they're going, all right, this is Bill. Bill, this is Bill right now. Seriously, this is Bill. No, this is one we should get done, guys. We should win this one. I mean, you know how plain he is. The bottom line is they got to be sitting there going, wow, we have such a great chance. And honestly, man, that defense that people always question about the Patriots. I mean, again, they were playing the Titans. Maybe one of the easiest, seriously, when you think about who they're going through. But again, I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are pretty good. But again, if you would have said, hey, this is the route for the New England Patriots, I mean, these are the teams that they're going to have to play en route to another Super Bowl opportunity. Oh, brother. I think you would have said, I'll take the Patriots all day. I'll take them twice every day. Shoot, I'll take them every day five times. Because there'd be no way in your head that you're saying that these teams can beat them. So the Patriots may be a little bit lucky in the sense of they've had some relatively easy routes. But at the end of the day, too, man, they win games. So I hate those people that just want to hate. I hate those people that just want to go, oh, the Patriots, they're lucky. They're really not as good as you think they are. No, they really are as good as we think they are. They've won – Tom Brady has won six freaking Super Bowls, man. So don't give me that garbage. I hate that argument. I absolutely hate that argument. Don't hate, congratulate. Don't hate, congratulate. That's what I'm saying. I'll give you an analogy. This is the analogy I'll throw at you. It's similar to they're way different sports, but it's similar. Let's say you can't beat this guy in tennis because all he does is hit the ball back to you. And then you wind up making a bunch of mistakes and you sit there and say, oh, man, you're just a pusher. All you do is get the ball back. Well, all the Patriots do is win. So if you don't like it, beat them. That's the best way to shut somebody up. Beat them. Don't talk smack. Just beat them. So I thought the effort all in all, I thought the effort from every team, I thought it was really good. I was not disappointed whatsoever by the effort of teams. The Titans just didn't have the team to compete with the Patriots. At the end of the day, they just didn't have the team to compete. And when Marcus Mariota became limited because of that quad injury, well, you could say goodnight. You could say sayonara. You could say see you later. I was amazed at the effort. And I think the guy that's going to be kicking himself, obviously the guy that's going to be kicking himself and saying, why in the world did I make a play like I made? Why in the world would I try to go after the guy the way that I went after him? And the guy I'm talking about is that Williams kid. That Williams kid, oh my goodness. Makes a great play. So here's the deal. Makes a great play, makes that interception. And then on the last play of the game, goes after Stephon Diggs, misses Stephon Diggs completely. And Stephon Diggs takes the ball in for a touchdown. And the Minnesota Vikings move on to play the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the stuff you can't make this stuff up, people. That's why I think the most valuable lesson that I learned from everything that I saw over the weekend was do not quit until the final buzzer goes off. because you never know. You absolutely never know what could happen. Ask the Minnesota Vikings if you don't believe me. I guarantee you there were people leaving. People were probably leaving that game. Because they probably thought, well, oh, we were Drew Breesed. We got Drew Breesed. We're not going to win this game. We blew it. We had this thing won. We're up 17-0. We couldn't hold on. We need to change things. Let's get some new coaches in here. Schirmer's maybe out the door anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so crazy how just a couple of moments can just change the whole spectrum of things. Minnesota Vikings were done. There was no reason, absolutely no reason they should have won that football game. The only reason they won that football game is because they did not quit. They did not quit, people. They gave it everything they had for 60 minutes. That's how long a football game is, if you didn't know. That's how long you got to keep it together. And the Saints are probably saying, wow, we let one go. We had a chance to go to Philadelphia, Drew Brees to play Nick Foles. Case Keenum, Stephon Diggs, the Minnesota Vikings, they had different plans. They had a different game plan. The game plan was don't quit. We don't quit, we might have a chance to win. There was 25 seconds left when they got that ball back. There was 25 seconds left in that game. And Case Keenum drove them all the way down the field. That's another thing from football that you take away. The last couple few minutes of a ball game, not only can all kinds of craziness happen, but it can take an eternity, man. It can take an eternity. Huh. I am just stoked, man. I am so stoked about the action because it was fantastic. It was truly fantastic. And the biggest surprise were the Jacksonville Jaguars. They showed up. They had no fear, not intimidated, not scared. They weren't worried. Big Ben and all of his accolades that he brings. Man, oh, man. Unbelievable stuff. Really, truly unbelievable stuff. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Obviously, I'll come back on the other side and keep talking. That's what I do, man. That's what I do. I just keep talking. Keep it close, everybody. It's Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind. And, yes, Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf. Wow, unbelievable stuff all weekend long. Unbelievable games. Absolutely unbelievable games. And just some of the most unpredictable things that you ever thought when you think about the whole NFL season, all season long. With all the great players that went down, you had to assume that you were going to get somewhat of an interesting combination toward the end of the season. And I'll tell you what, this is one of the most unlikely scenarios you'll ever hear. Nick Foles is playing Case Keenum in the NFC Championship game. And Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the New England Patriots. And again, the only usual suspect, is the New England Patriots and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They're back where they always are, man. They're back where they get to more often than most about anybody. We got some new faces. We got some new blood. I think it's something to be a little bit excited about. I really do. But real quickly, once again, before I get out of here, scores from the weekend. Eagles win 15-10 over the Falcons. Matty Ice and the Falcons are done. Nick Foles and the Eagles moving on. Patriots 35-14 over the Titans. Good season from the Titans, actually, to be honest with you. And the Patriots do what they do. Jaguars, surprisingly, get it done over the Steelers at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Unbelievable stuff. They put up 45 points. And yes, maybe the most amazing one of every game. The Vikings don't quit. They play that game out to the final second. Case Keenum delivers the ball to Stefon Diggs, and magic happens. The Vikings are playing the Philadelphia Eagles to have the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl. For Scott on the other side, I'm Andy Dorf saying, wow. I'll talk to you next week on the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.